Obviously, didn't end the way you wanted it to, right, Diego? But I guess what are just kind of some of the raw emotions right now coming off that game and having the battle of the series that you guys had against Houston?
Disappointment. I think disappointment's the one emotion in my head. I think we worked hard, coming away from home two times and working our butt off. But yeah, I guess that's how soccer is, and there's ups and downs.
You've scored in four of the last matches, four of the last five matches, sorry. What do you think has just been clicking for you, and what has allowed you to kind of get into this higher echelon of play, I guess?
I think it's my own mentality and staying positive. I think it's a big difference that I've realized upon myself on where when I'm down on myself or upset and not really, enjoying the game, I tend to perform not as good. And I think it's been to enjoy it and be lucky and grateful that this is my job and I get to do this. And of course, working for my family and my new son is a big part of it because I think that's flip the switch in my head. That's help me work harder.
And then lastly for me, what did some of your teammates say to you afterward? I'm sure it's nice to not have to go through this moment alone, but have some of those guys around you to try and move on a little bit.
Yeah, you have a lot of veteran guys that came up to me and talked to me and helped me through it, but it's not gonna go away like that. So I think it's a disappointment, very emotional. Sad, and I think that's how it is, and you take time to move on from it, and then you go again.
Go ahead, Nick.
Diego is a. I know emotions are raw, and it's really quick after the season ended. But retrospectively, as you grew into this season from a personal perspective, what allowed you to really become a feature player for this club and for this first team as the season went along?
Oh, I always knew what I'm capable of, and I knew I could do this, but I think it took a little extra time. I think because of outside of soccer, my mental state wasn't in the right place. My confidence was low, but I always knew that once I hit the field and got the chance, I was going to take it and grow into this. And I think we've still scratched the surface of who I am, and I still have a lot of way to go.
And you have a national team call up coming up. I mean, Trey told us you leave straight from here, and you're off to do that. Is that helpful coming off of this kind of a disappointing loss to get right back to playing soccer and right back to getting back on the field rather than a season ending and then having to go through an off season, but you're back on the pitch training and working out those things in your head as you go?
Yes and no. I think that you get to, there's no really, it's helpful because there's no break to get in your feelings and think about what could have been better and the disappointment. I think it's straight back into, like you said, soccer and playing and things that are important now. But at the same time, you'd like after a long season to, have that break and relax and I'm away from my son, so haven't been able to be with him for 2.5 months has been tough. But yeah, there's pros and cons to it, but of course it's grateful to be representing.
Sean Walker. The audio line's now open.
Yeah, Diego, just I know it's kind of tough sort of in the moment right now, but what's the number one thing you're going to take away from this season, do you think? Especially a season where, from my perspective, it feels like you've grown a lot as a soccer player and a young man and everything else. What's kind of the number one thing you're going to take from this year?
I think the biggest thing for me has been my own, like I said, mental state and figuring out what is helping me and what is not. I think that's the biggest thing for me, and figuring out a routine, figuring out what benefits me, what helps me play, what helps me stay in the right mindset. And that, I think that's the biggest takeaway, that I finally realized what needs to happen for me to score goals, to be in the right place and to perform well.
Anything else, Sean? Caleb, mate, that's good. Thanks, Diego. Travel safe.
Thanks, Diego.